Of Mishneh Dalet, hayu lefonav minim harbei, a person had many different kinds of fruit in front of him, and he intends to eat all of them. So what's the din? Which item does he have first? Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Mish Beinei Mimin Shivim of Archalav. If one of them is from the seven fruits that is with which Eretz Yisrael is praised, then that one takes precedence. He makes the bracha on the one that he wishes. The background of this mission, the idea that there is a din of kedima, of precedence when it comes to brachos, would indicate that there is a special status that the first item on which somebody confers the bracha, that is a special status and a special schus for the person. So, having said that, that means that the fruit which will encourage a person to make the bracha and to give shevach to Hodaya. So therefore, that fruit does pick up certain chashivas, certain qualities, maybe even call it a cheftza shel mitzvah, but it's certainly the idn of itself it generates, and it's the one in which we will do the mitzvah. So therefore, because there is an item which is a cheftza shel mitzvah, it's the halachas of Hider mitzvah would then apply, and that includes determining which of the fruit deserves to be the one most closely associated with the bracha. So Yehuda says, well, if it's mentioned in the parsha, and later on the Gemara in a similar halacha will say not only is it mentioned in the Chumash and it's used to praise Eretz Yisrael, that's chashivas, but how close is it to the word Eretz in the Parsha, in the Pasuk, so that will determine it's the ranking of the various Sheva Peros that Israel is blessed with. And Chachamim say he should make the bracha on the one that he wants most, because the more excited that he is about eating that item, so the more genuine the bracha is going to be. Paragvav Mishnehei Mirich al Yain Shlifnei Amozin Poter is a Yain Shal Yachar Amozin. Partner explains that on Shabbos and Yom Tov, when it's normal to be Koveya al Hayayin Li Achar Amozin, that it's normal to sit around and have wine after when it's eaten. However, one has already made a bracha on wine before one has begun to eat. Birach al yain shlifnei amozoin was made the kiddush. So then adaita the hachi birach, when he made the birchas boi pigof from the beginning, it was he had in mind that he's going to have wine later on. Amal b'shor yom shein regin lekva asman al yain shlachar amozoin, but on other days when it's not normal to have wine at the end of the meal, after the meal, so eina yain shlifnei amozin poter yain shlachar amozin. So then the bracha that one is made in wine earlier in the meal or before the meal, so that was not done with the intent of having wine later on. So if one would have wine later on after when it's finished eating, so that's so that first bracha does not cover and does not relate to the wine that one has after the meal. Now, when we say that wine that is had after the meal cannot be covered by an earlier bracha, so the Gemara explains that is li'acha shesilku yedei min hapas. That means that the person has already decided not to eat anymore. He's already completed his meal. He's already done something to indicate that he's ready to bench. So in that case, it's considered to be separate from the meal and cannot be included in the intent that the person had when he made the first bracha. However, if it's still part of the meal, if he hasn't stopped, he hasn't interrupted his eating, then the first bracha will cover that wine as well. Mishnah goes on to say, Birech ala parperes shelifnei amozoin. Potis a parperis liyachar amozim. What is parperis? Bartnura explains, kol novish malaftim beisapas, anything which one eats together with bread, for example, meat and eggs and fish, they're all called parperis. And the Bartnura explains, pa'am shayumivin parperis koidim su'uda lamshicho achila. Sometimes these items were brought as appetizers to create a taste and an interest in eating. And then they are brought later on in the meal, or again after the meal is complete, after one is no longer eating, and one has made some indication that one's finished eating, and one is about to bench, one's done something that indicates that one's about to bench. So, birich ala parperes shelefnei amozoin, poter es parperes shelachar amozoin. So, in that case, the bracha that one made in these parperes before would in fact cover the bracha, and would take care of the parperes that one is having after the meal, before birkas hamozin. Birich ala pas potres a parperes. The birchas hamoitzi takes care of all of the items which accompany the eating of the bread. Ala parperes le potres a pas. But if one has made a bracha on parperes, so then that would not take care of the bread that he's going to eat. Rashi explains this halacha, a principle of ikar and tofel, that the items that one eats together with the bread are always seen as secondary to the bread, and therefore they are covered by the birchas hamotzi, but the reverse is not correct. That does not apply. And many Rishonim discuss that this is a difficult Rashi to understand, because the Mishnah will teach us the din of ikar and tofel later on in the perek, and therefore they suggest other interpretations, that the hamotzi covers other items that are in the meal, that are eaten during the meal, because the hamotzi is a bracha that is intended to be a bracha that relates to all aspects of the suda. That even if a person makes a bracha on masa kedera are different forms of things like oatmeal, different forms of wheat eaten in different forms, in non-baked forms. So then the Beishamai says that kishem shim birich ala parperes leipoter es apas, kach leipoter es maase kekedera. That the bracha that one makes in parperes would not be help out and cover the requirement of saying mizonos on a maase kedera, and presumably Beis Hillel would say that it does cover the maase kedera as well, and of course you pass on like Beis Hillel. Perek Rav Mishnah Dov, Hoyu Yoishin Nechol, Kol